Hello!
Welcome, welcome! Back at it.
Back at it again on the dance floor. I had to like educate my mom about, damn, Daniel.
And it took me a really long time to find that stupid video.
Oh my god, is it a Vine?
Yeah, I think it was like a Vine.
Yeah, I love that video for sure.
Damn, Daniel!
Welcome! I'm nearly 30. We're back, guys. Did you miss us at all? Maybe a little bit.
I think they missed us. I hope so. Did you get any feedback about us not doing anything last week? Like, people were upset about it?
No, I just got feedback about our photo that I posted that I, like, I think you had taken that screenshot, actually, and you're like, wait, this is a cute photo, and I look crazy, but Kayfler liked it, so I posted it for Kayf.
Thanks. I don't know if I would say I definitely love that photo, because we always look like, well, I always look like a little bit of a hot mess when we do this,
but it is okay. Look at me kind of right now. Let's be real.
Kind of a behind the scenes, so I think people appreciated that, but yeah. Back at it.
I'm Kayfler. I'm Kelly. Yay, we did it. We're here.
We did it. I actually started it that time. It's a freaking miracle.
It's been a minute since we recorded, honestly. So, yeah, we're here, everybody. We miss you. Yeah, it was weird not recording, but don't worry. We have so much shit for you. I mean, not really. Just, like, we have a lot to update on, I feel like. Kayf, do you want to go first?
Yeah, sure, happy to. Oh my god. It was really nice to have kind of a week off, only because we've been doing this every single week pretty religiously for like the last 2 years.
A year and like 2 months.
Okay, final. A year and 2 months. Still, that's like one of the biggest committed projects I think I've been involved in for
true. Yeah, that's cool, actually. Nice to say it that way.
Proud. Yeah. It, like, we've gotten pretty far with this. It's a, you know, little good boy on you. I don't know.
Good.
Anyway. Like a little gold star, you know? A little great. Good for me. Anyway. What's been going on? It's officially, like, deep into August. We're kind of in a transitionary period, which feels so fabulous. I'm so excited for fall. I flew down to San Diego, spent a couple of days in the office in San Diego. It's absolutely gorgeous. And then flew back up to Fresno, stayed with my sister. I saw her brand new house. Did I tell her she got a house in Fresno?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. So cute. She's got like a lot of decorating to do. So it's pretty bare, but, she's excited. I think it's a good house. It's good for her. It's on like a really cute, you know, what, like Fresno and like sometimes in Sacramento or like Rose City where they have, or Roseville, where they have those like really old streets with like the lined trees.
Yeah.
So she's on one of those streets. So it's really cute.
Good.
Very family friendly, very old kind of neighborhood.
And she lives or she works there, right? So she's closer to work now. Good.
Yeah. She, like before she was driving 40 minutes one way to work. So she's doing a lot of commuting and now she does like 15, 10 minutes to work one way. So it's a lot less. So she's really happy with it.
Yeah. Good.
And then she like rented her first house in Visalia. So she's got like,
wow, look at this real estate mogul over here.
It's like really put together and it makes me feel very, sad about the fact that my life is a mess, but it's cool.
That is not true. You have a house too. You are living large.
My house is like 5 times as big as hers. Not that it's a competition, but anyway. She's doing great. It was good to hang out with her. I got to go to my parents out in the country. It was hotter than Hades out there though. Freaking 105, 108 one day. Oh my God. My face was, I didn't even wear makeup for like the majority of the time.
Yeah.
It was just gonna melt off my face. But it was cool. My husband and I hung out by the pool. My dad barbecued. He made ribs for us one night. My dad makes the best ribs. I don't know how he does it, but it's so good. And so my mom she has like a bunch of fruit trees and stuff in her yard. And I don't know, she's just a fruit tree lady, but she made apricot cobbler.
Yum.
But she made it with like, so like the apricots from her tree. And then she put not like, you know how you do like a crumble, like a cake crumble on top, but she did oats. So it was like an oat slash cake kind of crumble with like apricots. And I don't know about you, but like, apricots is not what I gravitate towards when it comes to like cobblers and fruit in general. Like, it seems like an old lady kind of prudish thing, but it was pretty good and she did a decent job with it. So, that was kind of fun. And then got to see Denali, got to see my brother. well, that's not new. He's been living with me for the past 3 months. Got to drop him off at home, which is great. I got a little bit of a tan. I don't know if you can
tell. Kaif is not an empty nester, guys. Do you know?
Oh, God, I feel so good and like quiet in the house. You know, when you can like hear your own heartbeat in your ear because it's so quiet. It feels so wonderful.
That is really nice.
Anyway, so yeah, we just had a lot of family, got to see my grandparents. That was really wonderful and just kind of a good way to like wrap up the summer. And then we came back a little earlier, which was nice because now we have like several days to finish up some projects at the house before we both get back to work full time, which I'm not really looking forward to, but that's okay. Yeah. That's been my life. I mean, nothing too dramatic or insane other than the fact that we've been driving up the wazoo lately. And it just feels weird to like be moving in and we haven't settled because we've just been hosting. We've been people here and going there and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, you're going to get so settled in the next few months. Yeah.
I want like my house in fall to be like quiet and clean and I don't have to like pick up after other people. So excited. Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, it's going to be great. Very cool.
Fabulous. But yeah, you go.
So, okay. Yeah. I feel like it's been so long. I was like, where do I even start? So, I had friends come in, Sam and Josh flew in, let's see, 2 Wednesdays ago, which feels forever ago now. And we got to hang out, do all the like bend summery things. We ended up hiking South Sister, which was lovely. She's a bitch. She's a beast, but she's lovely.
Yeah, lovely.
It's beautiful, but that's a hard hike.
Give me some details so that I can kind of understand what you undertook.
So it's like 11 miles round trip, but like, so 5.5 up and it's like 5,000 feet of elevation gain. So one way, obviously. And so, yeah, it's just like 1,000 feet of elevation gain every mile and you feel it. You feel every second of it. Every single step.
Is it a lot of switchbacks too, or is it just like straight up?
Honestly, there's not a lot of switchbacks. There's a few, but mostly you're just like hiking up scree, which is, you know, just tiny little rocks. And so you're just like taking one step forward and like two steps back every time. And so it's like, it's a little frustrating. But it is really cool. It's very exposed. That's the other part of it. So like, I like to start really early. So you're like hiking in the cool at least. And so, yeah, it's just like kind of a longer day hike. It's definitely something you need to do like in Bend. I feel like it's just like such a Bend thing to do. So yeah, that was really fun. We actually hiked it for my friend Lindsay's birthday. And then it was her birthday that was her actual birthday that day. So then that night she had a birthday party at her house, like a taco party, which was lovely. And it was just good to see like all the friends back together. Cause I feel like we all do things together all the time. But then, yeah, sometimes there's just like weird periods of time where like no one sees each other for like a while, you know? So it was nice to like get everyone together again. And then Saturday we got to flow and Josh and I were prepping for our puzzle competition that's in a couple of weeks. And so we did a couple puzzles. We were able to just like get together and like hunker down and like puzzle together, which was really nice, do some practices and kind of just get like our layout, like how we're going to organize everything. And then Tyler Childers was on Saturday, who is the love of my life. I'm still not over it. I literally am like been listening to Tyler like on repeat ever since then. He is just, I don't know. And also it felt extra special because like literally everyone, all of my friends were there. It was just like, yeah, everyone in Bend was there. So it was like really fun because we all got to pregame together. And then we all like went out afterwards and whatever. But he played like a 2-hour set, which was lovely. I think that's like pretty normal for him. But he started like right at 8 p.m. and he went all the way till 10 when like the noise ordinance starts. Also, I had no idea that Ben had a noise ordinance until that night. Because Sammy would ask me, she was like, is there a noise ordinance? I can't even say that word. Wow. Okay, I'm done with
noise
that.
Noise ordinance.
and I was like, it's on my bed. Like, what? And then everyone was like, Kelly, yes, there is. And I was like, oh, anyways. Yeah, I just love Hayden Holmes also, even though we hate Live Nation. Whatever. We hate them. But I just love Hey Ho so much. It's on the water. It's so cool. It's such like a cool vibe in there. Oh, I just love it so much. Anyways.
Is that like local? That's how people call it, the Hey Ho?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The abbreviation.
Now I know like the little lingo. So if you're ever going to be Bend, that's the lingo, people. There you go.
Yeah, now you know. And anyway, so he ended up starting, he like told this whole story, and I have this on video, which is like kind of sweet too, but I took so many videos, obviously, but I was like, should I just be present? And then I was like, nope, I'm recording everything. anyways, so he was telling us, he was like, I woke up today and I was like, I'm going to play an acoustic set for the start of the show. And if you guys don't like it, well, sorry, or like whatever. He was just like, super funny. He was like, has such a strong, like intense accent, but it was like, he doesn't do that anymore. Like that was a thing of like back when, if you were like an OG Tyler fan, like when he was like still on like a lot of drugs and stuff, he would just like play guitar and like sing, and he had like super long hair. He was like kind of grungy and whatever. And yeah, so it's just like way nostalgic. He played like all the like old hits initially. And it was so good. Nice. And then he like, his band came out or whatever. And then he played like all the other ones. And that was just so fun too, because he has like this crazy background. Whatever. I could talk about it endlessly. Anyways, it was very good. I was like, do I go and like spend like $300 to see him on Sunday too? Because I need to see it again and just like see if he like did the acoustic thing again, or if that was like super special. It felt like very special that he was like doing it for us. And so I like, even though like some people were like, I didn't really like that part of it. I liked the way more when he was like singing with the band, and I was just like, oh, it's like my OG, like Tyler Hart just like was hurting. Yeah. So anyway, that was so lovely. Sam and Josh ended up playing out super early on Sunday, which was sad, but I will see them very soon. And then other friends, Strawberry family, drove in on Sunday. So they, like, used to live in Portland. They have a lot of friends there still, and they come up every summer for a camping trip or, like, an Airbnb trip or whatever, cabin trip. And so they were doing their annual trip, and so they came up and, like, came to Bend first, which was really nice just to get to hang out with them in Bend. We ended up, like, floating. They went to the High Desert Museum. We, like, ate a lot of food and drank a lot of drinks. They stayed at this really silly like hotel that is just really fun. It's like a very like poppin' hotel in Bend. And so we went there one night, and there was like a million tour buses, and it was like the day of Tyler, you know? So I was like, is Tyler here right now? Is Tyler staying at this hotel? I was like freaking out. And so we like asked the front desk, and they said it was Walker Hayes, and Walker Hayes was playing the next night. And I was like, okay, still great. Still love Walker Hayes. Don't know him as well, but like chill. We'll just like hang out by the pool and like see if Walker Hayes walks by. But anyway.
Like no big deal.
Yeah. it's just funny. Like there was a DJ at the pool and like, on a Sunday night. And yeah, so we just like hung out, and it was really fun. And the kids were swimming, and it was so lovely to see Evelyn and Wyatt. And so I got to have a lot of baby time. So yeah, it was a really good week. But by Wednesday I was tuckered. I was a sleepy girl. So I have just been chilling since then. But yeah, it's been really nice to be in Bend this weekend. I had Friday off, which was really lovely. And so I was able to kind of like recoup and just like buy groceries and like do all the things that like I haven't done in a really long time. Like normal things like sleep and So yeah, it was a really good, fast-paced, lovely time. And then Kaif and I are going on our trip next week.
So excited.
Yeah,
I know, like we've both been kind of going out and about and like just, you know, just a lot, but like this is, I'm very excited. I miss a lot. So
yeah, me too. It'll be good to be a Cali trip. It'll be good to see Jeff and Natalie. So plus, yeah,
all the people that I go on road trips with, like you're up there.
I would say you're also up there. Yeah, for sure.
We have a pretty decent time.
We just vibe. Yeah, hardcore. And we like all the same music, and we like all the same podcasts. And
also, I was listening. Okay, sorry. Finish your updates. Let me tell you.
I think that's it. Yeah. Okay.
So my husband and I were driving back from California, and it's like a 12 and a half hour drive or whatever. And I let him pick the audiobook. Mistake number one. He picked The Sandman from Neil Gaiman, and I'm listening to it because I'm driving, because it's my car, so I wanted to, and he had just drove down or whatever the last couple of days, so I was driving the majority of the way, and it was like 8 hours, and he kept like falling asleep and then turning it back, like he wanted to listen to the stuff that he had missed when he fell asleep. And I'm like, now it's such a weird ass book, like I don't know, it was super creepy and like weird, and I was like, I don't know what the hell I'm listening to, but like, can we finish this up? Yeah, like, I don't need to read the rest of this book. Like, this my is dude. Weird.
Yeah.
So if you guys want to have like one of those creepy, I don't know what the hell is happening, read that book, because, or listen to that book.
Is it classic? I mean, I heard of it, I think. Oh.
There's like a Netflix show. Plus, it was like a graphic novel that like was a book, or I don't know. It was a weird freaking book. And I don't know what the heck. I still don't know what the hell happened, or like, I don't know.
Funny.
That's awesome. It was weird. Don't read it. It's creepy. So anyway, that was one little tidbit for you there. But anyway, amazing. That was the last of your updates. No, not amazing.
Sorry about a 12-hour drive too. That sounds terrible. Cave and I's drive only going to be like 7 hours, which is like our sweet spot. It's my sweet spot for sure. Anything past that, I'm like, okay, and I'm ready to not be doing this anymore.
I think I drove like 8 hours and then I was like, I got to pull over. This is brutal. We left at like 6:30 in the morning. So by like, I don't even know what time it was, but 8 hours in, I was like, that's it. That's tapping out. You got to get the rest of the way there, 4 or 5 hours. So
yeah.
Plus we were going Northern California and then like South Oregon or whatever. And we just kept running into fire. It was so sad. Like there was a fire outside of Shasta. The lake still looks somewhat full.
Good.
Like you can see the water line a little bit, but it still looks like there's plenty of water in there. So that's
good.
So
cool.
Especially all the way in August. But anyway, I always like to give everybody an update on Shasta. But there was like zero snow on the mountain itself. So like my husband looked over and he was like, is that Shasta? And I had to like double take. I was like, normally there's a ton of snow on there, but yeah, that's technically Shasta. Dang. So anyway.
It's kind of wild because in our high country here, like there's still a shit ton of snow like on South Sister and stuff. And it took a really long time for everything to like melt out, but we've had worse fires this year than like ever since I've lived here. So I'm really not like computing what happened. Like I know we've had more thunderstorms too. Like I think there was more like lightning fires maybe that were started.
Maybe.
Cause things are not like dry yet. So I'm not really sure why, like July was so smoky. And August has been pretty smoky, but like, it's better. Like you can go outside and do things, but it still has not been like clear in like, since maybe beginning of July. It's been crazy. Wow. So
ask you how the air quality is there. Cause it's fine here, but if you go south like a couple hundred miles or whatever, it's bad.
Yeah. I mean, we live in like a pocket, I think really is what happens. Like it just gets stuck here. Yeah. And so it's been really windy the last few days because we're having like a cold front. Like we're gonna talk about that later, but we're having a cold front, which Kelly is not okay with. It is August, excuse me, very much. And so I think it's just like moving things like out a little bit, which is really, really nice. But anyhow.
Speaking of August, have you been noticing that everything like pumpkin spice is coming out?
No. Did you know? I was not remembering that Trader Joe's and Starbucks like release their pumpkin shit at the end of August. Like I thought it was definitely September.
I feel like last year it was the end of September because like this is way too early for pumpkin spice. People
I think so too.
Calm your pants down. Like I went to Trader Joe's the other day and I saw some pumpkin spice things. Like it wasn't really overwhelming, but every day I need to like change the notification apps on my Starbucks app or whatever. Cause it's like pumpkin spice.
Really? Like, does it say a date? Do you remember?
I have to look at it. No, I don't remember.
It's all good.
It's like a countdown. I'm like, it's way too early for a freaking countdown. Like, even if you want to wait till like past Labor Day at the very minimum, and then we can start talking about pumpkin spice, even though
marketing at its finest, honestly. No. That's crazy. How funny.
Boycott pumpkin spice this year. Like, I think I'm over it.
I love it though. I do.
I think
love
I'm gonna stick with like apple spice or like cinnamon.
But they're always so sweet, the apple ones that they make. They're always gross and not good.
Also, Starbucks is just gross these days. Like, I don't really care for a lot of
stuff. Speak for yourself, ma'am.
Okay. Anyway, I just haven't been super thrilled with like the pineapple cloud cake that they came out with this summer. Was like not great.
I like that one too. That one was good. Yeah. And then,
I haven't tried like the breakfast pesto thing yet. Have you tried that?
I did try it the other day. Yeah.
How was it?
Actually, that was my grievance. Okay. I'm going to talk about the cold front now because I have a different grievance than I am talking about. Short story short is that a squirrel got stuck in our like transformer in our neighborhood.
Squirrel? Like an animal?
The little animal squirrel. It got stuck in our transformer, blew up. I literally was sitting in the office and it was like boom, boom. And I was
like, oh my god, that poor little squirrel.
He didn't know what caused like god damn, you know what I mean? Like he was fine. Like he got blew up. Like he exploded. Anyways, so he like blew up our transformer. He got in there somehow. He blew up our transformer. All of our power went out for like the entire day in our neighborhood.
Oh my God.
That's fine. So I'm going to a coffee shop. And I ended up finding out that I really am like really productive at coffee shops, actually.
That's good.
And so that was really nice to like have that realization, because I thought that it would just be like way too loud. It is loud, but it's like a different kind of loud where like I'm not paying attention to like anyone around me. You know what I mean?
It's like background noise.
Yeah, totally. And so I was feeling like really productive and whatever. So I ended up spending the day there, and then like it came back on later that day, but it was like kind of like sketchy a little bit. It was just like going in and out, whatever. So I was going in and out for like a few days, and then all of a sudden our internet stopped working, and or it was like that next day that our internet just like stopped working. And so we like were like resetting it and like trying to whatever, nothing was happening, and because it just like fell off. Whatever, this is really dumb. But so we thought that the internet just like broke, you know, like there was no more internet. Come to find out, we had like our Jordy was here for last weekend. She had made it to Ben. Also, update on Jordy. She's like so close to being done. Her and Connor are so close. Obviously, they made it to Bend. They hiked all the way here, which is like, what are they at? Like 1,800 miles, 1,900 miles or something. Yeah, they need to go to 26. So they're definitely going to be done next month, which is wild. So updates on that to come. But so Jordan was here, and she was like looking at it, and she was like, I have no clue what's going on. Like, that's so weird. And so we had someone come out, like a tech guy came out, and he couldn't come out until Tuesday. So I was like working from a coffee shop on Monday, working from a coffee shop on Tuesday. So he comes like the very, very end of the day on Tuesday after my work day is literally over. And he was like, did you like reset this? And we're like, and I was like, no, I mean, we did like some point, but not until after like the power went out or whatever. And he was like, oh, that's so weird. Like everything is reset to like factory settings or whatever. And so he's like, you just have to like do this to like get into it now. And so it was working this whole time, but it was just reset to factory settings, which none of us knew what that means. Anyway, so yeah, I felt a little dumb, and he was looking at me like I was a real idiot. But I had no idea. Like this isn't my house, you know. So like I had no idea what it was or whatever.
Also, anyways, why does he look like you, like a dummy? You're like, that's his job. You're not the one that's supposed to know this. Like, he's supposed to know that.
Anyway, yeah. I think mostly he was just like, yeah, he didn't want to charge us for being like, your internet's working. Okay, great. Thank you so much. Anyway, so he was like, I don't know what he said. He was like, I'm just gonna write something on like the form, which I'm TBD if he actually did charge us for that, but okay. Because he didn't have to do anything. But in that he did say, which I don't even know if I should say this out loud, because he was like whispering it to me too. He was like, your internet, and we all know that my internet sucks because I always have recording issues and yada yada yada. But he was like, your internet is the best. It's the fastest internet I've ever seen in Bend. And he was like, I'm not going to tell anyone. I'm not going to do anything about it, because like, if we update your shit, like it's going to go way down. And I was like, no way. So anyways, just so you know, Cave, he was like, you're running at like 220 somethings. I don't know what that means, but he was like, very high for Bend. He's like, no one gets this in Bend, because we don't have fiber optic or whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, he was like, this is Bend, incredible.
Get it together. 5G's a thing now. Like, hello.
I know. Isn't that funny though? I was like, that's crazy. Shit, because the internet sucks majority of the time. So like, I can't imagine. Image
of a squirrel just like exploding out of my mind. That's terrible, but that's hilarious. Oh my God. I can't get it out of my mind. Anyway, that's hilarious. How did you find out that it was a squirrel though? Like, how did you talk to your neighbors, or like,
oh, it was literally in the news.
Oh, okay. Like a reporter out there. What happened? There was a squirrel that literally blew up. That's so funny.
But someone else did, and they sent it to me, and I was like, oh, that makes a lot of sense, because it was for a whole neighborhood. Like, it was for a while.
That's
too
so sad.
But yeah,
I wonder if he was like committing suicide or something.
Maybe, you know,
life is hard. Yeah, life is hard. He was
like, these nuts here are not nothing, you know what I mean? It's crazy. So
anyway, okay, that was our update session or section of the podcast.
Just gonna, so I found these, obviously I'm, you know, I'm a TikToker, and so I found these like random questions of someone. Okay, she says this girl has like says that she has a list of 58 questions on her phone that she just like keeps adding to. And they're like really interesting, weird questions that like you can get to know someone. So they're saying, so she says, this is her list of questions that say a lot about a person. And so like your answers are like, she has like responses for like, if you answer a specific way, I'm not going to put any judgment into it, but you could make a lot of inferences from people's answers to these questions, I would say.
Don't worry, people. I'm going to make some inferences. Okay. Don't worry.
Okay, should we get into it?
Yeah, we're only going to do five, right? Because we're going to talk a little bit about the questions and blah, blah, blah. Okay, good. Also, just side note here, Kelly sent me a ton of stuff on TikTok the other day. And the one that sticks with me is the woman who was like, Brenda, if I had spent $2,000 on your bachelorette, like you're going to have to do it. I don't care if you have kids. I don't care if you're like worried about blah, blah, blah. Like you're going to come and ruin your liver with me because I did that for you. And I'm like, 100%. That's absolutely the best thing that you can do.
Yeah. So people who are like, from a single person to a married person saying like, I don't care if we're 40 or 50 when I end up getting married, you're still going to ruin your liver with me because
I'm going to get trashed. I don't know if she said Brenda, but that just like came up in my mind. I always think like, okay, Brenda, listen here, Linda.
Anyway.
Okay, hit me with the first question.
I love that video. That little boy. Yeah. Listen.
You sent me that like, listen. I did that to my mom the other day when we were like at the pool and she was spouting some nonsense and I was like, listen, Linda. And she's like, who the hell are you? Because my grandma's name is Linda, and she was like, no. And I'm like, you don't even know what I'm talking about. You're an old lady. Get out of here. Anyway.
It's funny.
Okay.
Okay. So the first, question is, what part of a hamburger would you be?
Okay. So how do we want to do this? Do you want me to like answer the way I would answer and then maybe give you an answer that I would be a little like sus?
Yeah.
Or I would be like,
do that a little... for sure.
Okay. So my answer would be, and I guess it depends on the type of hamburger that you're going to be.
Oh, my Lord. Okay.
To each its own, right? The world is our oyster.
Just an In-N-Out burger. You know what I mean? Just an In-N-Out burger.
Ooh, an In-N-Out burger. Oh, my God. Okay. I'm going to say that I am the... I guess lettuce is, like, really
stupid. Oh, my God. That was my first idea, too. But, like, I don't know why. Because that's like makes so, no sense.
Like, white girl answer, right? Maybe like the pickle, because the pickle's a little tangy and like small and kind of complements everything.
And some really people love out. Them, some people hate them. They're not for everyone.
Exactly. Yeah, they're not for everybody, but they're a little tangy. And yeah, they can be either the best part of it or like the worst part of it. Because if you have a bad pickle on your hamburger, it could be like, okay, I'm not going to finish this hamburger. It's gross. But yeah, I'm going to say the pickle.
Okay, my response would be, like, obviously, initially I said lettuce, and I was like, why would I ever say that? That's a terrible answer. And then I was thinking bun, because, like, toasted or not toasted, that's like, ugh. And yeah, it holds everything together, you know what I mean? But also,
structurally sound.
Such a sauce girly, like, I can't do anything without sauce or, like, condiment. So, like, is condiment a category? Because, like, does that count?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was like thinking pickle, and then right when you started talking, I was like mustard. You can have ketchup. You can have the secret sauce. You can have Thousand Island. You can do, like I said, the world is your oyster. So, but I like the idea of the bun because it's like you have to. I mean, people
also I'm a girl. Duh.
Yeah, and they're like smushing everything together. That's like the structural. It's like how do you have a hamburger
structural integrity? You're so right.
Yeah,
you're so right.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what answer would you think is the most sus? Like, what would you be like, pause, let's have a conversation about this if somebody were to answer?
Well, I feel like if anyone said tomato, I'd be like, okay. Only because I don't have tomatoes. I don't know. I just feel like that's like the weirdest answer you could possibly think of. I am not into that.
That or like an onion. Because like an onion's not everybody's favorite, you know?
Yeah, it's just like, why do you have to be different? You know what I mean? Like, why do you have to be so, authentic.
I know you told me this earlier, but I'm gonna steal.
No, it's true. It's so and that's the first thing that I would also think of. So say it. Yeah.
If somebody said the meat, like the patty, I'd be like, okay, you just think you're the star of the show. You can get out of my face. Like, I hate you.
You think you're the protein, bro?
Right. Exactly. Like, yeah. You just have to be that person.
Exactly.
It's like, okay.
So
you need to be a quarter pounder. Get it. Get out of my face. I don't care for you. So whatever. 100p. You're just greasy and you're in the way and you're not good for my heart. So goodbye.
100p. Agreed. Okay. The next one is, what was your last Google search without looking?
Oh my God. Okay. So this isn't like, I was just looking up like flights. So like I was trying to get to Alaska. But I Google searched Alaska because I'm an old lady and I use Google for everything. But that's not like fun. So that's let me think weird. Of the last fun one. Okay, that's not true. Here's a good one. We were at the Barrel House in Visalia with people, like my family, and having like a beer or whatever. And then we were talking about, it was like open mic night. Mm-hmm. So like people were there, and this cute little like 7-year-old kid started doing piano stuff, and he was doing a song, and I couldn't remember the name of the song. So I was trying to find it up on Google. And that's like the last thing that I did. But it was so cute. Like his whole family got up and was like shouting at him and like videotaping him. And I'm like, first of all, this is a brewery. Why are you bringing a 7-year-old into a brewery? That seems a little sus.
Yeah.
But like him on the piano too, because everybody was like acoustic guitar, or like an electric guitar or whatever. And he was the only one that was on the piano. And it was like, what was it, like 3 Blind Mice or whatever? Like, it was aww, not a cute song. Yeah. It's really funny. And we all like stopped our conversation and got really quiet in the bar because it's kind of loud. And we all just like turned and just mad at this little 7-year-old. Oh, it was so cute.
That's funny.
It looked like he was trying to do something for like his piano teacher or something like that. I don't know. But that's like the last fun Google search that I did.
I don't have a fun one either. Like 100% the last thing that I Googled was the best breakfast burrito place in Bend, because I wanted one yesterday. But ooh, just double checking, I know that they're not open on the weekends, and it makes me so irate. Like, how do they stay in business? I do not understand. But so I had to like actually pull it up. It says like breakfast burrito near me. I wanted one and ended up getting one anyways yesterday. But the next thing is also not fun. It's like the smoke report in Bend. It's like the website for the smoke report. So yeah, I'm just like I'm not fun. I'm so sorry.
I've been looking for like a vanity, because my like putting my makeup on or whatever is not done yet. It's really dark. So I needed like a vanity with like those, you know, Hollywood lights or whatever. So it's like actually look, so that's something that I Amazon. It wasn't really Google, but it's kind of like Amazon searching.
Nice. So. Okay.
But they're all like $120.
Oh, shit.
I don't want to spend $120 on a freaking vanity light. So
yeah.
Still shopping for that, but we'll see.
Honestly, if anyone says like a real answer that's like funny for that, like what is this like, you know, like scab mean or something, I would love that if someone was like that honest. I don't know. It would be so funny. Or like, is my supposed to make this weird sound or something? I don't know. I just love it.
I feel like a dude would be like, porn. And I'm like, that's gross. That would be sus for me, right? That's a little weird.
I mean, if they admitted that, I would be like, okay, you're the real one. Anyways.
Right. Anyway, next question.
Okay. The next one is, how early do you like to get to the airport?
Oh, wow. Okay. Traditionally speaking, I would be like 2.5 hours early. Mm-hmm. I am the one that like doesn't mind hanging out in the terminal and like getting like seeing my gate, and then I go get like my snacks or whatever, just because I'm like that crazy lady.
Same.
But lately, I've been getting really comfortable with my TSA pre-check. So the last like 2 or 3 flights that I've had, I've gotten there like an hour, maybe like 45 minutes early.
That's great too, because Seattle sucks.
Yeah, well, Portland, Portland Airport, San Diego, yeah, sorry. Seattle's terrible. No, you're good. It was the Portland Airport. I got there like an hour early, and the TSA pre-check line was like 15 minutes. It was perfect. The San Diego Airport, I got there about 45 minutes beforehand, and I got to my gate with like 20 minutes to spare.
Amazing.
So I like went to the bathroom, and it was fine. Yeah. And then the Fresno Airport, I didn't go to the Fresno because we drove back, but like if it was the Fresno airport, I'd get there 30 minutes before and it wouldn't be.
That's what I do for the Redmond one too.
Yeah.
And I feel like I always emphasize like, cause people usually like, if someone's visiting or something and they're like, how early should I get to the airport? Like what's like the vibe? You know, I always say like I would get there 30 to 45 minutes before my flight is taking off. But like you do you, whatever makes you feel most comfortable. Like that is the ultimate, because like I agree with you. I love airports though in general. I love like having a drink there. I love like people watching. Totally. I love just like the whole vibe of it. I love like getting excited about flying, even if I'm just doing like a tiny little short flight. I love it so much. But I also like totally understand people who don't have time for that and whatever. Like that's very fair. So yeah, I'm like the maximize that I can like time at the airport just to like make me feel safe and secure and whatever. Like I'm 100% like have to walk to the gate and everything too. But if it's like a comfortable airport that I like Fresno, 100%, Redmond, 100%, I would just like get there like right before, because there isn't like anything fun at the Redmond airport. It's like so small that there's not like
totally
or there's not like anything to like do before. So
there's literally one restaurant that has bad food and they only have like two wine and they don't have like actual liquor there. They only have like beer and wine.
At the Redmond one? Like,
in Fresno.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, Fresno's like meh, not great.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't want to spend 2 hours in Fresno Airport. Yeah. It's not that great.
Totally.
But like if I'm with my husband or something, like he likes to get a Bloody Mary. I like to like get a little loose before the flight or whatever. But just because the last like four or five flights this summer that I've had have been like stuck in Detroit. I've been delayed for 3 hours in Portland. Like it's not great. So I'm like a little less concerned if I happen to miss my flight that I already have like travel insurance on. Like I don't care.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
And if it's like the holidays, then definitely want to get there 2 hours early just because I know it's going to be a nightmare to like.
Fair.
Get through and I don't want to miss my flight, you know? So
yeah, 100%.
But okay. I would,
let's see,
whoever,
oh, keep
like the sus answer for me would be people who like get there 10 minutes before and they've missed like six flights in a row. Like I'm not going to be your friend. Sorry, gotta get your life together.
Or the people who, yeah, just like are first class or whatever. And they just like get to walk straight on the plane. You're like, oh, I hate you. Hate. Mm-hmm. But whatever. I'm sure.
Also the last couple of flights, I've like been upgrading to premium and I feel like I might do that for the rest of my life.
Oh my God, I know.
Having to wait, you're like the last person on the plane. Ugh, it sucks.
Yeah.
It's not great.
Especially when you're doing carry on. I hate that. Yeah.
Never Delta again. I got stuck in Detroit, like not doing Delta again. Oh. Like you couldn't pay me enough to do Delta.
Really? I got stuck with Delta, so I am a Delta stan. But American, that's how I feel about American. Mm-mm, never.
Yeah, never American. Never. Either United or Alaska.
Yeah.
But then like they have different companies that like service those, so
it airports
really matter.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, totally. Anyway,
it's the whole thing,
whatever.
Okay, let's keep moving. So this is very easy for me. I'm sure everyone knows the answer, but what band or singer do you think is super overrated?
All right, we'll give your answers first.
Taylor, duh. Like I don't get it. Like I literally will never understand it. And I think the more that people double down, especially like a sus answer for me for this is when people double down and try to tell me why I'm wrong, and that will make me hate her even more. I'm just saying that will never get me to like someone. If you double down and try to explain every reason why I should like that person, I just will hate them even more. So that is also my personality though. So yeah, don't tell me what to do. But,
don't tell me what to do.
Taylor is 100% one of those people. But I think just like a lot of I think the other one that like initially just comes to mind is Drake. Like I'll never understand why people like him so much. I mean, I'm not like super into that music, so that's like part of it. But also, like, I don't understand the like craze and like love affair that people have with Drake and whatever. So I'm Kendrick all the way. Just saying.
Yeah.
Anyway, what do you think?
I just don't like that people are like they are defensive or they're like argumentative when they find somebody who doesn't automatically love the person that they're obsessed with. Like people can have a difference of opinion. You don't have to like spend your life being irritating or like argumentative to somebody else. Like that's a waste of time and breath in my opinion. Okay. I want to go a different route and like talk about country music, but I don't know who in country music is like blowing up. I don't know. Like poppy country. I don't know.
I feel like
who do you think?
Lainey Wilson like really blew up, and it's like super controversial because there's just a lot of like talk about how like country music isn't real.
Saw her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, people are saying like the charts aren't real, country music's not real, because Lainey Wilson literally came out of nowhere and she just like all of a sudden like won every single thing, and like very similar to Taylor Swift, but Taylor Swift obviously like held her own and she's like still popular. But that's just like they pick like there's like all this like, you know, controversy or like conspiracy theory basically where like country music just like picks a star and like they just make her the most popular person in the whole world. Like it happened with Carrie Underwood, it happened with Miranda Lambert, like whatever, and they like make her the most popular person ever, and then she just like falls off the map and everyone like dislikes them after a little while. And so like it's Lainey Wilson's like year or whatever and she'll just like fall off too. But I mean, I like her. I really do like her music. I think she is different in that her sound is a little bit different. She's more like Red Dirt country kind of situation. But anyway,
I don't know. It's just, I think you're right. Maybe like in general, the vibe of country music where people just like glow up, if you will, and then kind of fall off. I think, yeah, these people are diehards for like a day and a half, you know, and then they're like, meh, I'm okay with it. Yeah. I don't know. I don't like that. But maybe if I could pick one person in particular, I don't know. That's a hard one. A lot of people are really overblown out of proportion.
Yeah.
A lot. Let me see. I don't know. I can't think of one in particular, but maybe country music is kind of what I would say. And I don't know, the poppy country, not like good country, you know?
True. But that's very interesting. Good one. What would be your like sex response though?
Yeah. I'm trying to think like if somebody said that about Miranda Lambert, I know you just kind of said that, but I love
Miranda so much. I was just saying that she is in the category, I feel like, of people that they like brought up and then like shoot real far down. You know what I mean?
Yeah. She kind of has these like hills and valleys of her good albums and then not so great albums.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Like her last one was really good, but it didn't like pop on the charts.
Totally.
So like she's not like a chart whore. Like a Carrie Underwood is kind of like a chart whore, but whatever. Mm. I do like Carrie too. Don't get me wrong. And like I saw Lainey, she was great, but I can't imagine she's going to be like a consistent top charter for the rest of her career. Like,
yeah.
She probably dipped a little bit. So, but 100%. You're right. Like the music industry does that. They like, they have these people who glow up and then they just kind of drop off, but you find really unique people like Taylor, like Beyonce, who no matter what they do, people are just like, top chart. So
that's fair. Very interesting.
Not that they're my favorite, but whatever. I do like T-Swizzy. She's cool. I like Beyonce too. I would definitely hang out with Beyonce. Absolutely. I would be honored.
Yeah, for sure. Foxy Cleopatra. Duh.
Yeah. Also, Kanye is kind of in that list too. Like, I think he's such a stupid person. I hate him so much, but everybody, he was like, he's very big.
Yeah, anyway. But I think he got stupid enough to where people fell off. But yeah, he was really big for a long time. Like when we were in college, you remember that? Oh my God.
Heartbreak?
Like whatever. Heartbreak. Yeah. Lockdown. Yeah. How does it go? Oh my God. That every time I was in the gym, I would play in the gym and I'm like, is this the only song that we have on the list? Like, is this the only one that's going around and around?
Yeah. I don't know if it was just like a Sonoma thing, but like everybody was playing that non-freaking stop. It was so annoying. Funny.
It's like really triggering for me. I don't know why.
It's very triggering. Anyway, next one.
Ooh, this is a hard one, or maybe not hard, but just like, ooh, spicy. What would I have to do in order for you to never want to talk to me ever again?
Vote for Trump.
Oh, wait, want to marry JD Vance? Oh, or something along those lines?
I don't know. That's a tough one. How do I? Yeah, I mean, like, honestly, if you and I had a situation where, like, we were on totally different realms of reality about politics or what we, like, we're pretty, how do I say, like, we're pretty similar in a lot of what we appreciate, the stuff that we like to do. You know, you're not, I guess maybe this is a better answer. If you particularly were very much in my face every single day, requiring that I like text you back, requiring that I call you for 3 hours a day, or like, you know, just was really needy, which you're definitely not, like, that's a big turnoff for me. I need somebody to like have their own life and then come to me and like hang out with me and appreciate my differences. And I do the same, you know, like it's the people who are so insecure that they need me to validate every single thing that they do or choose to be or wear. Like the people who send messages to one another and like, this is what I'm wearing to the office today. Like, is this cute? What do you think? Tell me what you, blah, blah, blah.
Do people actually do that?
I'm sure the people out there do, but like, I don't know them for that reason. Like that would drive me absolutely insane. Anyway.
Yeah. Honestly, I can't think of like, if it had to be like a specific like blow up or something, I don't know what we would actually like fight about. But I think that kind of similar to your answer is that I really deeply believe that like friendships are like relationships and that you have to work at them and there are a lot of work. And I think that it's a two-way street and I try to live that way as much as I can. And so I really am cognizant of when people like aren't contributing because I have finite time, you know, and I want to like put time into people that are really important to me. And so I'm just like very cognizant of like, if it's not both sides coming together to like try to make a friendship work or whatever. And so that would be like just something that it just like eventually fizzles out, you know, because then I like kind of like stop giving as much effort. And if the other person's not making any effort, it kind of just disappears anyways. Yeah. So yeah, that would be my only thing, where it's just like, it felt like a one-way friendship, which is really hard. Like that's impossible. So I don't know.
Yeah.
That's like the only thing that I can think of. Like there wouldn't be anything we'd like fight about. Even if you like, you and I didn't like agree on anything, I don't think it would make us not be friends still. You know what I mean? Unless we like really like pointed out like a huge character flaw or something along those lines that we like couldn't get past. But I can't even like think of like a big enough character flaw that I mean,
think that
hopefully, don't, please don't say that you like, can think of one for me.
So. No, you're good. I was just saying, like, our friendship stems on the fact that like we point out character flaws, or we like understand our character flaws because they're pretty similar.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like I don't take offense to that, and you don't take offense to that, because like, that's just reality. We appreciate each other and then we move forward.
Yeah.
But yeah. And I think our responses are very similar in that I don't like, I want to spend time with people that I care about that are going to do the same, right? Like kind of 50-50. But if somebody is going to be 150% globbing on to me, like that's a big turnoff for me. Like I'm going to zone out. And that's why those people don't usually stay in my life.
Yeah.
That's fair. Yeah. I don't really have friends that do that. I'm trying. No, not really. And I married a man who's like, doesn't need me to talk to him for a 3-day period. Like he's fine. For that exact reason. So just like secure with themselves, secure with,
mm-hmm.
That definitely would drive me a little crazy. So, but good question. What kind of answer would be a little sus about that?
I mean, if it any way, shape or form, like a girl friendship had anything to do with a man, would be a negative, would be a no for me, dog. If you let a man come between you and your friend, like not chill.
Right.
Yeah. But
I think that's like
just my personal opinion.
A sus answer for me would be like, if somebody didn't prioritize me and my emotions over everything else, like I wouldn't be friends with them. I'm like, okay, that's a little sus of an answer. You know, yes, there will be moments where like, I'm going to prioritize people and how they're feeling. I want to make sure that they feel supported, but it doesn't have to be every single day. And for you to need that from your relationships tells me more about you than it does. Like, and it just tells me more about that person, that individual. I'm probably not going to be that person's, long-term friend.
So,
Anyway.
Fair. Yeah, that's true.
And that's a good question though. Somebody has a different answer. I'd love to kind of hear about it.
Yeah, seriously. These are fun. Yeah, she was silly. The only bummer was I tried to like screenshot a lot of the questions from her like TikTok video, you know, but her like, she like green screened herself into them so she could like point at them and like talk about each one or whatever. And so like, she's covering a lot of the like lower ones. So I only have like 10 that we can pull from, but maybe she'll like release her list at some point and we can just like keep going with it at some point. But
like, you know, our generation looks at TikTok through Instagram. Like, we should do that with this.
I actually, before we got on the call together, I looked at her Instagram to see if she had posted it on her Instagram. She did. So I checked. I was getting deep. I was going real deep on it. But yeah, anyway, so let's move into gratitudes and grievances. But I'm just realizing now that I said that I was going to make the weather my grievance and then I was going to make my internet the grievance. And I already talked about both of those things.
That's okay. You still have to tell me about the pesto thing because I'm like dying to know if it's good and if I should get it or if I should not.
Oh, that's not a grievance. That was delicious. It's very
good. Oh, okay. So you liked it. Okay. I'll try it. I'll give it a go.
I think all of Starbucks breakfast sandwiches are good though. The only thing. Oh. Which one is not?
All of them are delicious. They're gross.
Maybe. What? You are so wrong. Breakfast burrito is not like fantastic, I would say, but it's mostly just because like, how do you like heat up a tortilla? I feel like the tortilla just gets like really weird, but.
That's also not what I would call a breakfast burrito. It looks like a little torta with like cheese and potato and that's like it. Mm. I did have their potato chive thingy, like the little potato squares. And
I those do are like those. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. The egg bites are gross. They give me like a weird film thing in my mouth.
Oh my God, you are so incorrect. I even bought the like, gross. Well, Costco came out with like knockoff ones. And so I've been having them just like for breakfast because I bought
my mom likes Costco. Those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's They're cool. really good.
I can get into that. Mm-hmm. She bought like the white, the egg white ones that are like red pepper and stuff. That's fine.
Yeah. Anyway, but, like, sorry, continue.
No, it's cool. I could just complain about Starbucks all day long, but we won't
talk about it anymore. I'm a stan. Anyways, mostly just like the fact that it's August. My grievance is that it's August and we've been having very chilly weather. It is 45 degrees in the morning, and which is not okay with me so far. I mean, I was looking forward to like it slowing down a little bit. I was looking forward to like chilling a little bit more. And like, it was really nice this week, actually. Like I wore like jeans and a t-shirt, you know what I mean? Outside. And I like wasn't sweating my dick off. And so it was like so lovely. But also like, the mornings were so cold that I like was wearing a jacket. I was wearing pants and then it would get like 80 degrees. And I'd be like, oh no, like this is gross. You know what I mean? So again, I was at coffee shops and just like out in the world, unlike normal where I'm just like at my home all day where I can change and whatever. So yeah, I was just like a little bit more flustered, but yeah, the weather has just been like real weird. And I understand, like, I'm just not ready for fall, like quite yet, you know, like we need a little bit more of summer because most of our summer has been smoky, like I said earlier. So
yeah,
just like a little bit more heat. And I've been watching the weather like crazy. And, it's like going to be cold for a minute. Like next weekend when we're in Tahoe, it's going to be cold, dude. But then it gets back into the 80s. So we're like, we're chilling. We're going to be okay. We'll make it. I just want it to be 80s for like a little bit of September. You know what I mean? And then it can like change. So
that's fair.
That's my grievance.
I love it. I mean, I am excited for fall, but that's fair if you want like a few, like a month, you know, because August really isn't fall. And I have problems with people in the pumpkin spice, the shenanigans, thinking that it's spooky season. And it's not. Like we got to get past, literally, I've seen like two or three of those houses with like the spooky, which anyway, my neighborhood's insane. It's not there yet. I'm just getting a little irritated by it. But my grievance, or no, we're going to talk about gratitudes.
Yeah,
my gratitudes. We're going to end on a high note. Just seeing the fam. Honestly, like, it was great to get home, even if it was just for like 72 hours, which is really all that I spent the time at home. But like, it felt really good to be, you know, it's weird, like going back to my parents' house. It's not the house that I grew up in. Like, it's a brand new kitchen. They have like all kinds of new stuff. So it's just like a not, doesn't feel like the house that I grew up in, you know, but it is good to see like my dogs again. I got to see Lily and Olive and, I got to like watch a movie with my dad, which I hadn't done in a really long time. And, it just felt really good to slow down a little bit and just appreciate my family and, got to see my grandparents and it just was really good. So I just want to put a little love out there.
Yeah. And, love to the fam.
Love to the fam.
All those LaFleurs.
Yeah. Us and our craziness and our shenanigans. But yeah, just love the fam. Glad that they're here, that they're still kicking it.
Heck yeah. That's awesome. Well, this is a very long episode. We just need to get back into it. You know what I mean? So we love you all. We're going to get out of here and like celebrate the rest of our Sunday. But we're back in action, so don't you guys worry. And Kate and I will be together next week, so maybe we'll get to record together, which would be super fun. Anywho, all right, we will catch you next week.
Thanks when for being candid.
Candidly is back. Okay, bye.
Bye. That's all for today's episode of Candidly 30. Hope you enjoyed listening as much as we enjoyed chatting. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a 5-star review. Your feedback helps us make the show even better. Follow us on Instagram @Candidly30. Thanks for being candid with us.